Welcome back to the show. I am excited you are listening today. I appreciate it very much, and I hope you're using today's show to keep inspired, to keep motivated, to learn some best practices and go out there and just take over the world. I am very excited to introduce you to my next guest. Her name is Peggy Andrews, and she used to be a lawyer. She came to her senses and is now an entrepreneur. She's doing some really amazing things, though. She has taken old 5,000-year-old Indian Ayurveda medicine techniques and combine them with delicious sugar to make lollipops that are good for you and that have huge medicinal benefits. Peggy, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi, Jim. I'm happy, healthy, and definitely living the sweet dream of candy today.
I love it. Happy, healthy, and living the sweet dream. So tell us about your dosha pops. How'd you get the idea? Let's get started. How'd you get the idea for this?
Well, basically, I was suffering from acid reflux due to a life of sedentary excess because I'm a lawyer and I used to work a lot of really long hours. So I started and I did a life, instead of taking, you know, Rolaids or some other over-the-counter medicine, I decided to do a major lifestyle change. And I started incorporating Ayurveda, yoga, and herbal teas into my daily diet. And what I decided was I still wanted to enjoy sweets, and I just came up with the idea of adding a little sugar to my tea and starting to make candy. I always tinkered in the kitchen a lot, so that was something that I kind of just thought of and I created for myself. And I decided also to give them out as gifts to friends and family for Christmas. And it was a big hit, and that's when I came up with the idea of sharing it with everyone else.
Okay. Well, fantastic. I love it. I love it because you needed it yourself. Any product that solves a need should do well. All right, so how many different types of lollipops are there? I'm sorry, I don't know what else. Dosha pops. How many dosha pops are there, and what do each of them do?
Okay, so I have about six dosha pops, six different flavors. And so they're based on, when you go to the website, there's a test that you'll take, a dosha test, and it'll help you figure out which constitution that you have. So I have six flavors, and they're based on each of the doshas. So the first flavor is Chai Me Up, and that's made with chai tea, and that is actually very good for a kapha. And a kapha type dosha, which a person would have, is if people that have a very slow metabolism and they need kind of something, they need to have spicy, bitter, or astringent foods. Chai tea is really good for that. So the chai coconut, Chai Me Up lollipop is really good. I also create a lollipop called Head Over Hibiscus, which is hibiscus tea. And hibiscus is very cooling, and that's really good for the kapha type dosha as well. I do another one that's called Inner Glow, and that's made with turmeric tea, lemon, and ginger essential oil. And again, that flavor combination is really good for someone who has more of a slow metabolism. And the last one for that, the fourth flavor, is a velvet rope. And the velvet rope is made with chicory. And chicory, again, it's a very great tea to drink as a digestive, as well as eating a dosha pop as well. So it's made all the chicory root. So, and I do another one, which is good for Vata. And Vata type doshas are people who live a very, very fast-paced life. They've got a super high metabolism, tons of energy. And for Vata, I would say my Mighty Pomegranate lollipop would be great. Pomegranate and also rooibos tea. And both of those things, again, help kind of balance the high-paced person's dosha. And last but not least, one of my favorite lollipops is the Wishful Thinking, and that's made with rose tea and rose essential oil. And that is beauty in a lollipop. Rose tea has so many benefits to help with complexion, and it's just a wonderful tea to drink and also eat in lollipop form.
All right. Well, I have taken the test, and I am is it pronounced PETA?
Yes. I could have guessed that, actually.
How?
Because you do have a lot of energy. And I went to your website, so I kind of was reading, and I've listened to some of your other interviews, and your tennis are very, very smart people, very outspoken, and you're definitely very outspoken. Am I right?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Obnoxiously so.
Yes. So you need to have foods that are cooling and sweet. That's really what you want to look at. So the perfect lollipops for you would be our head over hibiscus, which is, again, made with hibiscus tea, the mighty pomegranate, which is pomegranate, rooibos, the velvet rope, or the wishful pinking.
Okay. Wow. You know, I'm sitting here so challenged right now. The fact that you brought up acid reflux, I wasn't expecting to hear that. I also have Crohn's disease, Peggy, and I've lost a good chunk of my intestine. I've also been paralyzed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. So I am a medical disaster area. I am Three Mile Island medically. Can these really help my life, you think?
Well, the idea, I mean, Dishapox, it is candy. So it's a healthier alternative candy indulgence. My idea is to spread the word of Ayurveda and to help, and to also just help help you realize the benefits of herbal teas. And I think that on a daily basis, herbal teas can really help you with your Crohn's disease.
Really?
I do believe that. I'm not a doctor, so you would need to contact an Ayurvedic doctor, which I work with, actually, in creating Dosha Pops.
Okay, good. Well, you know, I've been sick for so long now that I don't care what my doctors say. I think they're a bunch of half-educated. They know half of medicine. They just don't know which half they know yet. And, if something has been around 5,000 years, I'm going to believe in. It just seems that a billion people couldn't be wrong. And so I love it. I'm going to order some of the head over hibiscus, and I can't wait for them to come and see how it treats me. All right. So we've got you created. You've done this. You've started giving some to your friends and family. How do you make the decision to do this full time, to give up your legal practice? How did you finance it in the beginning? Talk to us about those first ugly 6 months of business.
Well, it's still happening right now.
Okay, those first ugly 6 years of business.
Okay. Well, as I said, I came up with the idea, and I basically am bootstrapping my business. So I'm in a niche market where I still freelance legal work on big cases, but I'm able to kind of make my own schedule. So I have some late nights in my commercial kitchen making candy. That's basically it. I didn't take out any loans. I just finance it through doing the freelance legal work that I do. They call it bootstrapping.
Right.
So that way I don't have any debt. The candy business, making it on very small scale. So it's not as expensive as some other entrepreneurs out there that are starting their business. So that's basically how I started. I actually have been really lucky. Not only am I a lawyer, I've done a lot of nonprofit work, sitting on boards of various nonprofits. And one of them is my alma mater, Mount Holyoke, which is the oldest women's college in the United States.
Right.
And I've been lucky enough to work with some great women. I did a lot of the programming for the local club of New York. And through that, I was able to network with some really talented women who actually helped me with Dosha Pops. So it's all about connections and working with the circle of people that you have around you that have all these talents that you're able to tap into. And I was actually able to do that. One of the wonderful people that helped me was Holly Hughes. She's a writer for, I think it's pronounced Fodders, right? The travel guide. And she does writing for travel, and she's also a food writer. So she wrote product descriptions. The president of our board club helped me with my chartered account. Another alum, she owns a wonderful restaurant in New York City called Camage. She let me use her kitchen initially and helped me find a sugar expert to help me in the kitchen making candy, learning all of that. So it really was kind of, I feel like you're not in a bubble by yourself when you start a business. It's really important to reach out to others for the skill set that you might not have, which there was a lot of skill set that I did not have. I just had a great idea. So.
Right. Well, I love the way you've gotten help. That's the way bootstrappers do it. I mean, we rely on our friends and things like that. So it totally makes sense. I like that. How'd you go about starting to sell it in a more major way? So do you sell just online now, or are you in retail stores also?
I started out initially just doing events, and I wasn't selling just taste testing. And then I just actually, we had the big launch. Our website launched December 19th. So it just happened. So we're selling now. Everything's going well. And something really amazing, I'm still like, it's so surreal. So an hour and a half after we did the nationwide press release launch, I got a phone call. And it took me a couple days because I didn't think it was real for it to sink in. I got a call to do the Grammys, the official Grammys gift bag, and also the Oscars. So I just finished this huge order and got it in, shipped it off Monday for the Grammys. So 150 gift boxes of Dosha Pops are going to be going to the presenters and the performers at the Oscars this year.
That's great.
That's the Grammy picture.
Yeah, that's a huge score. I mean, those are the trendsetters of the world. If you can get Leonardo DiCaprio on the cover of Us Weekly eating a Dosha Pop, you'll be a billionaire. We'll call you Dosha Billionaire.
Well, I do want to be the female Willy Wonka of the more organic candy industry. So,
well, that is a niche there. Female Willy Wonka, comma... sugar, comma, Ayurvedic medicine from India. That's a niche. Yeah,
I think it definitely is.
Okay.
I knew I was onto something.
Right. What about retail? Are you in any retail stores?
Not yet. That should hopefully be coming sometime later this year. Like I said, we're a brand new startup. We just got our e-commerce site. Like I said, we just launched that. That's actually took a year to build out. So it's pretty, I'm really happy with it. It's pretty sophisticated. Like I said, there's a Dosha test on there. There's a lot of fun thing, interactive things with the site. But we're looking hopefully later this year to be in a couple retail stores. So.
And do you have a strategy for doing that? Are you just going to wander into stores, or do you have a strategy for that?
Well, I wrote a business plan, so it's about 40 pages long. And we already picked out some of the stores that we would like to go into. So our strategy basically is I have those contact names, and I have some friends that actually have a couple stores, so... hopefully we'll be going in and with them, with people that I already have some kind of a relationship with.
Well, I hope so. That would make sense. That would be very good. What about expansion? Are you afraid of expansion? What happens if you get an order for 1,000 lollipops? You can't make that in your kitchen.
Well, no, I just did. I did it for the Grammys.
Okay.
I just did it. My biggest fear with launching the site was, what if I get an order that I can't fill right away? And everyone said no, and yet it happened an hour and a half later. So,
right.
With expansion, I just actually moved to a different new commercial kitchen. I am now with Union Food Labs, which is a brand new food incubator through Columbia University. So I just moved into there, and they have a whole program for food entrepreneurs to help them expand. So I get, and also to help us get into retail businesses. So I get a lot of help from all different places.
Well, excellent. Very, very good. Good thinking. I like that idea. What about the profit margin? Is it you sell six of them for $15?
Yes.
Is it are you making 50% like you're supposed to be?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, good.
Definitely. And the more supplies that I can, the more inventory that I can buy, the cheaper it is. So the more I expand, the cheaper it'll be for me to create. Although I do use really expensive ingredients. Almost everything's organic, and essential oils are pretty expensive. So,
right. Well, on the homepage, you have beautiful pictures of your ingredients.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just it's very attractive visually. What's going on? I've been sitting here just looking at it. It looks great. I think you and your web designer did a good job, and your ingredients look good. You know, like the picture of a rose with rose petals. I mean, it's just very
That's
well done.
That's what the team looks like. Thank you. Like I said, it took a year to build that website out. So,
well, that's a bit long, Peggy. You could have gotten it faster than that. Maybe you should have had someone in India do it.
You're probably right.
Okay.
Well, I was also on a budget, so, that's the thing.
Right. It does not look like that. It does not look like you did it on a budget. It looks fantastic.
Thank you.
It looks fantastic. All right. So what's your biggest fear now?
My biggest fear, this is all so new to me. I would say one of the things that is not, like, making candies fun, the marketing aspect is totally fun. The going through the chart of accounts and the monthly doing the books kind of is not that much fun. I think that's a huge fear for me is doing something wrong with my accounting system. But the really, really the biggest fear is scaling up and being able to be a success and having that scaling up bigger and bigger. That's actually a real fear of mine.
Well, let's talk about that. You do have some growth issues. You need to hire someone else to do the cooking, right?
Definitely.
Is this something that you can outsource and have a factory make for you pretty soon?
Well, the thing is, I don't want to lose that handmade aspect of it and the quality. I think there are other, organic lollipops and organic hard candy out there. It's mass produced and it doesn't taste the same. You totally taste the difference between the two. So if I could find a happy medium where I actually create kind of a small little factory myself, where I have some type of machine, machines that can help me make candy, but there's still that handmade aspect, that would be great.
But I have
some chef consultants from the cooking schools here in New York City that I work with are going to be helping me scale up my business.
Okay. And then you also need to hire some sales probably too, right? Are you going to do that yourself?
I'm going to do that. I think the thing with an entrepreneur is you need to start out doing every single aspect of your business yourself. So
I
then
agree.
You can teach others to do it.
Right.
And so this is where I'm at right now. So I'm doing everything myself with the help of some talented friends here and there, and they're teaching me. But I really need to be doing it by myself. And I like sales, but I know that at some point soon I'll have to be finding someone to help me with that as well.
I think so. What about Amazon? Are you selling there yet?
No, not at all. Just my website.
Okay. Well, I'm looking on Amazon right now. I think you have a great opportunity on Amazon.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that.
There's nothing.
And we definitely will be doing that. Yes.
There's
nothing. Amazon's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely think so.
Yeah, I'm doing... Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying, I listened to one of your past interviews, and I was listening to the one with the Jelly Bean Man.
Yes.
And that was a great interview, and he was saying that he was on Amazon, so I'm going to follow that lead.
Well, I love him. I don't remember his name right now, but he's the man that invented the Jelly Belly that Ronald Reagan was so obsessed with. And he actually lost that business. It was stolen from him by dirty business partners, if I remember. So that's another lesson for us to learn, Peggy, is to not do that. But you're a lawyer. You won't fall into those traps. Let me ask you this.
No, I won't be falling into those traps. I know how to write contracts, and I actually have a law firm that represents me as well, even though I'm a lawyer. You know,
right.
You just have to cover all your bases so you don't miss anything.
You sure do. How much longer being an entrepreneur will it take society to beat all of that junk that they taught you in law school out of your soul? Do you feel your soul rejuvenating on a daily basis, Peggy?
Yes, I do. What I will say is being a lawyer taught me a lot, and I always had a little bit of a balance because I always volunteered. I always did a lot of nonprofit work, so that kind of helped kept me even keel. But yeah, hopefully I can walk away in the next 2 years from freelance, and I'll be 100% Bishop Hop.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I just love
that. That's definitely my dream.
Right.
So.
Well, I love the product, Peggy, and I like you. You're fun to talk to. I love your attitude. I love the way you laugh. I love your sensibilities. I love the fact that you bootstrapped this business. I get a lot of guests, and you're more likely to succeed than most. So.
Oh, thank you so much for that vote of confidence. I hope so. I mean, you know, the thing is that everybody should follow their dream. And like I said, it's definitely been a wonderful experience, and it's been great to collaborate with people. And thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Well, I love your story, Peggy. How, other than going to Dosha Pops, DOSHAPOPS.com, other than going to DoshaPops.com, how would you like people to reach out to you, circle you, follow you, all of that stuff?
I have a Twitter account. You can reach me at DoshaPops.com on my Twitter account. I also have a Facebook company page, and that's at DoshaPops, and LinkedIn as well. I have a company page under DoshaPops, so you can feel free to reach me in any of the social media ways.
Fantastic. Peggy, congratulations on your success, and I hope you take over the world.
Yes, me too. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks a lot, Peggy. We'll be back with more Restaurant Owner Radio in just a second. Thanks for listening. Be right back. All right, we have just got a second left. I want to thank Steve and Peggy and Joe for being on the show today. Absolutely great guest, all of them. And remember, if you want to get that free ViableWare Rail product, and I'll have a cool video up on the restaurantownerradio.com website, you get in touch with me at james.beach@att.net. You will be so happy you did. This is the coolest thing ever. I've seen it. I love it. I totally am behind it. I want it at restaurants near me. Anyway, have a great day. Have a great weekend. Go eat out somewhere delicious tonight. And always remember to tip at least 30%. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another great Restaurant Owner Radio. Bye now.